2 Kings chapter 22. Save the date then, October 27th, which is a Friday night. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Bozkath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand nor to the left. And it came to pass in the eighteenth year of King Josiah, that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house, unto carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah the priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, and have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asahiah, a servant of the king's, saying, Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Asahiah went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. And she said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore, my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes, and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, we go from Manasseh and Ammon to Josiah, and what a refreshing change it is. So we have Josiah coming to power at the age of 8, and when he has reached his 18th year, he desires then to rebuild the house of the Lord, and he is working with Hilkiah the high priest in order to do so. This is a commendable act. So while they are in there and they are repairing the breaches, the book of the law is found, and scholars are divided as to exactly what we're looking at there. Some would say it's Genesis and Exodus chapters 1 through 23. You know, the book of the law, that one, that original book of the law. Others would say no, it's the entire Torah, all five books of Moses. I'm more inclined toward the latter view myself. It's difficult to be dogmatic on each, except that from the reaction of Josiah, it seems that more than just Exodus 1 through 23 is there. There seems to be some kind of covenant observation, the breach of covenant, and the judgments that would come because of that. And so I would say that it must stretch all the way into the book of Deuteronomy, because that's where those judgments are the most fully fleshed out in the quote-unquote book of the law. So yeah, I think all five books of Moses, they are read in the presence of the king. And what does the king do? We see a very good reaction on the part of Josiah. Remember, he had several actions available to him, right? The first thing he could have said was what? It's not fair. We just came on the scene. The second thing he could have said was something like, it's their fault, it's not ours, right? Which is related to the former. The third thing he could have said was, nuh-uh, we're reforming. Right? I mean, he could have said a lot of things, but what he did say was, I believe, in essence, I believe what God has said here. We have done all these things. Judgment is coming upon us. That's what he believed, because he believed what the Word said. It is interesting, isn't it, passing strange, how some folks, ourselves included sometimes, can be riddled with such blindness that we can read some pure words of Scripture as clear as they are, and we cannot get it. We can say something else. We can turn it on its head and believe something different. Not Josiah. What did he hear? He heard judgment. He read judgment. He heard judgment. He prepared for judgment. Notice, however, that preparing for judgment does not in any way slow down his reformation. That's the second thing. It does not slow down his reformation one bit, not one whit. Because why? Because reformation is right. Outcomes don't matter. They belong to the Lord. What the Lord has commanded, that belongs to us. And what had the Lord commanded the king? Reform. And so he does not slack one bit in his reformation, but pushes ahead, even though he has rent his clothes and wept before the Lord, and his heart was tender toward the judgments of the Lord. We want a heart like that. We want a heart that is tender toward the judgments of the Lord. Rivers of water run down our eyes as well, and that same heart that does not let up the gas at all on reformation, but even in the midst of those tears, continues forward. It's easy for us to say something like, oh, well, the judgment's coming. Let's give up. Not Josiah. Presses firmly ahead. All right, so we have then the wonderful example of what it means to repent, the wonderful example of what it means to sorrow for sins, even sins that are not your own, and how much more than for your own. And that the sorrowing for sin is generally in order to reformation and repentance, to turning from it. And that's what we see in Josiah. The next thing that we see in him is that he will be gathered to his grave in peace. Some of you are thinking ahead a few chapters and thinking, well, you know, he was killed in Megiddo when he went out against Pharaoh Necho. How is that leaving this world in peace? Well, he left this world in peace because he did not see what was coming upon the covenant people, upon Jerusalem. And this was what the Lord said that he would do, that he was, despite Josiah's reformations, was going to bring judgment upon the people of Israel, which we see come from that point forward in two phases, right? Because there's a present denial, and then there will be a greater denial. The present denial will be met with the armies of Nebuchadnezzar, and they will come and they will overthrow Jerusalem. But that prophetic denial will be when they deny the Lord of glory, and then Titus and the Roman army come in, and once for all, lay waste to that kingdom as it was no longer to be a church after that point. So It is easy to say then that Josiah went to his grave in peace, although it was on the battlefield against Pharaoh Necho, because he did not see the destruction, the rapaciousness, the violence by which Jerusalem was overturned at the fall in 586 B.C. at the hands of the armies of Nebuchadnezzar. All right, thus ends the reading then of 2 Kings 22.